Over the weekend, the Alabama legislature passed what could become the largest tax increase in state history if voters approve. Republican Governor Bob Riley championed the $1.2 billion tax package as one of his first initiatives since taking office in January. It would raise property and income taxes and eliminate some long-standing tax breaks that favor large property owners. NPR's Debbie Elliott has been following the story. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Isn't it unusual for a governor to push for higher taxes?
Yes, in Alabama it is, especially for a newly elected conservative Republican. But when Bob Riley called the legislature into special session a few weeks ago, he made an appeal directly to voters on statewide TV, warning them that Alabama faced its worst financial crisis possibly since the Great Depression. He had warned of massive cuts in state services, laying off teachers, laying off state troopers, and that Alabama needed this to plug a more than $600 million budget deficit. He's a former congressman, and he said he had never in his life voted to raise taxes, but at this point in Alabama, he said it's the right thing to do.
And what's he mean by that?
Well, Alabama has one of the most regressive tax structures in the country. Lower-income residents bear a larger brunt of the tax burden than the wealthy. And Riley has been invoking biblical principles of caring for the least of these as reasons for easing the tax burden on the poorest and increasing taxes on those with the most ability to pay. For example, in Alabama, a family of four must pay state income tax if they make as little as $4,600 a year. Riley's tax package raises that to $20,000.
How was the governor able to draw enough political support to push through such a massive tax increase?
Well, some have said this is an alignment of forces that could only happen once in 100 years here. The tax package did pass with bipartisan support in the Democratic-controlled legislature. But prominent business leaders are behind the push, and increasingly, the state's major churches have stepped forward to endorse tax reform as what they say the moral thing to do. Still, this has not been without political fallout for the governor. He alienated many of the very people who helped him into office, some Republican Party leaders and timber and farming interest, to name a few.
What happens next?
Well, now the real battle begins. While it might have been unpopular for some of the lawmakers to vote to raise taxes, they had somewhat of an out in that the tax hike must be approved by voters in September before it can take effect. And Alabamians are not a tax-friendly bunch. They generally don't trust government. They think the legislature wastes tax dollars and historically have opposed property taxes ever since Reconstruction. So now reformers will be appealing to their Christian beliefs.
NPR's Debbie Elliott.